Hello and welcome to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. Today is April the 20th of 2023. 109 days have passed by. There remains 256, I think, if I did my addition and subtraction correctly. Bear with me. But anyway, it's a beautiful day outside and the sun is shining, and I'm sure that makes everyone eager to get out and enjoy this blessed day that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has blessed us with. Thank you once again for tuning in. If it's your first time, I pray it's not your last time. And thank you for all of my people who support A Voice of a People faithfully. Thank you for your support. Let me share with you those who faithfully support. No, wait a minute. Let me go back. I'm going too fast. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Or you can download an app called TuneIn, which is available for you. And this is free. Please download this on any electronic device, iPhones, cell phones, laptops, or computers. And once you download it, please go to the search bar and type in WWGH. Or you can call in during a live broadcast by calling 740-383-9944 if you would like to ask any questions or connect with me or my guest today. Again, that number is 740-383-9944. Now, let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there, 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Okay. They have an ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month. The next one will take place May the 20th. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Also, Logos Christian Ministries will be hosting a Women's Day. That will take place at all occasions will be catered. That takes place May the 6th. Let me pull up the advertisement. Just hold on. I thought I wrote it down, but I guess it didn't. You know, sometimes it's better to have a piece of paper with the advertisement on there. I can just read it, but let me pull this up. Hold on one second. It's a black tie event also.
Oh, wow.
Yes. You know, they want women to dress up. I think, you know, we don't dress up anymore like we used to.
You know,
put on our high heels and, you know, do things like that as women. I was talking about women in the old days when you're watching those old movies and they have the heels on and their gloves. And they're just going shopping downtown, right?
With their hat.
With their hats on, yes. How far we've come away from that, right?
And that wasn't so far ago because that was in the 40s and 50s.
Seems like it. Mm-hmm. When you look at our wardrobe today and how women dress today. You know, it's like we want to wear pants and we want to do all those type of things. But
comfy.
Yes,
we dress comfy.
Yes. Okay, now, Women's Day. Please join us, Black Tie Affair at 11 a.m. Saturday, May the 6th of 2023. All occasions, catering, and banquet hall, 6989 Waldo, Delaware Road, Waldo, Ohio. Tickets are $15. You may purchase at Logos Ministries until this Sunday, the 21st, is the last day, she told me yesterday. So, you ladies, any and everyone is invited. Make sure you get your tickets. There will be no tickets at the door, and you must show proof that you have purchased a ticket. But if you like to dress up or feel like, well, a lot of people dressed up on Easter. I saw a lot of ladies in heels and things like that. So, but if you want to dress up again, get your ticket. They have a guest speaker from Columbus, Ohio. So hopefully there will be a lot of women that will take advantage of this event that will be taking place on March the 6th. Okay, now I need to share a thought for today with you, which I had to... Oh, it came right back, and it's titled, Bring Light. There is some darkness in most human minds today. So there is a darkness component in most schemes and situations. Why else is there so much unhappiness and sorrow in the world? So how much value can be given to someone who is able to bring light and lightness to a place or a moment where others have brought their dark? Like a crown of sparkling jewels, their presence and their words are priceless. It may only be a gentle smile of comfort, an attitude of genuine interest, some words which diffuse an awkward moment. Those who stay light in spirit while others weave their dark are both illuminated and illuminators. Watch out for such a moment today where you may illuminate. Make that moment momentous. That's a thought for today. Now, last but not least, our last supporter is Cheryl Lee. She is the coordinator of Child's Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club faith-based program, which are located in all of Marion Elementary Schools, County Schools, and North Union County Schools. And she is our guest today. Now, I want to share this with you also. Now, this is the end of their school year, but they will begin again in October in all of our Marion City Schools, County Schools, and North Union Schools. If you would like to contact her and be a part of her fundraising, which she does excellently every year.
Thank you.
Or if you want to do some donations or, you know, get some information, more information about this faith-based program and interested in your children and grandchildren attending, please give Cheryl Lee a call at 740-262-0939. Again, that number is 740-262-0939. Now, Cheryl Lee, how are you doing today?
Linda, I'm so glad I could help you out today.
Yes.
Linda texted me out of the blue and said, "Can you be with me today?" So I look over to my husband and I'm like, "Okay, what are we doing today?" And he says, "Nothing that I'm aware of," because he had already had a couple little things planned that he hadn't shared with me.
Right, right.
So I'm like, okay, out there.
Yes. Praise God. God knows what he's doing.
Well, and you know the thing is, since, Calvin, obviously, we were retired from Inspect Ohio in 2022, December of 2022. I closed out the books. And he sat around. Now, he says he was retired since the summer, which makes it 9 months. I say 3 months because I closed the books out in December. And he sat around and came up with another business. And I'm so thankful. It's answered a prayer.
Okay.
Because I am, as I've shared with you before, I'm more productive when he's out and about.
Right, right.
Okay, and so we now have another business, which is just the scaling down of our inspection, property inspection business, where we're just doing water sampling. Mm-hmm. If you're in the county home, water sampling, septic inspections, and then for anywhere, mold inspections or right. Mold testing. We do air testing for mold. So that's the services that we offer, which is much smaller than what we had been doing before. But it does keep him active.
Good.
And
good.
He's happy. I'm happy. All is good.
You don't need anything else then, right? It's happiness is what we're all thriving for.
We are. And you know, Linda, we cannot have it without in the equation Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know, Father God, and we just have to really have, I was thinking about this on the way in, how we really have to have a righteous fear of God.
Oh, yes.
You know, and that righteous respect
yes.
for Father God. And if we don't have that, our roots are so shallow as Christians or as believers. Does it mean that we're not believers? No, it doesn't. But it means that we'll, you know, how well will our testimony handle the storms of life?
You're right. So right.
And so, yeah, there are a lot of good people out there, but I don't want to be just a good person. I want to illuminate.
Yes.
You know, yes. I want people to say, she's got something I don't.
Yes.
And I've never had anyone say that to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I would ask that, you know, before I go, I would like to hear someone say that to me. And then I can just simply say, it's the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
You know, it's all about the Lord. I will take it back. You know, we are a blended family, Calvin and I.
All right.
And when my daughter was young from my ex-husband, we had a daughter, and he was having some difficulties. And Calvin and I would go we would go camping every weekend.
Okay.
And so one time, I had talked it over with my husband, and I had offered my ex-husband to come over and stay with Katie at our home.
Mm-hmm.
And that he could do that on a regular basis because we were gone
right.
during the weekends. Because where he had at this particular time, he was in between places. And actually, he'd take her for visitation, Lake Erie, on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
And she hated it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because she was young.
Right.
And, you know, the marinas are a lot of partying. And loud, or they can be.
Mm-hmm.
And this so happened this season with him. And so I, you know, I had expressed that, and I told him that, you know, it's all about Katie, but you are more than welcome to come here and have the visitation with her here because she would be more comfortable. So at that point in time, and Linda, this is all God doing. Because at that point in time in my life, I'm still pretty raw, you know.
I believe it.
Yeah. So anyways, this was all God's doing and just goes to show you how good my husband was. And so anyways, he did get back with me and he did share that that was, although he never took us up on it, but that was very heartfelt and he really felt... Well, it was just something that he took to heart. So, and you know, something like that may have been also part of our healing process. You know,
right.
People split up,
yes,
and they won't get over it.
Right. Someone's mad at someone,
and they use the kids and things of this sort. And you know, you just have to. It didn't work out for you.
Right.
No matter what the circumstances are, how hard they are, trust me. This, you know, it was very hard when we split up and stuff like that. But you gotta move on.
Mm-hmm.
And the only those who do not have the Lord in their life, I don't know if they ever really move on. But when we do have Jesus Christ as our Savior, God does give us time to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And we are able to move on. And just like God says, love your neighbor as yourself.
Yes, yes.
Well, you know, who's my neighbor? Jesus says everyone is our neighbor.
Yes, he
is. Good or bad, ugly or, you know, ugly or beautiful.
Like them or not.
That's right.
It's your neighbor.
They're your neighbor. That's right. And plus the thing is, too, doesn't he also command us to pray for one another?
Yes, he does.
And it's not just the pretty people. It's not the people that you like. It's not the people that you want to be able to invest time in with.
Yes.
It's also the lowly, the commoners, the people. Because God uses just ordinary people all the time.
Yes, he does.
You know, and so God says to pray for them. And again, if your heart is broken, start praying for that person.
Yes, please do.
If somebody has offended you, start praying for that person. But before you pray for the offender, or what you assume is the offender,
right?
Ask God if you played a role in it.
Mm.
Ask God to reveal anything that you may have said,
right?
Or maybe your attitude because we all have bad hair days.
Yes.
And unfortunately.
And mouth days.
That's when damage can be done and we don't even realize it.
That's true. So true.
And our society is to the point where they don't even want to think, oh, well, maybe something's happening in the background that I don't see. Mm-hmm. They're so superficial is what I'm saying, I guess. Right. So that's my piece.
Well, good. That was a good piece. Very good piece. Yes, absolutely.
But you know, it's always...
Because there's so many blended families. I mean, that's like the norm anymore.
Yeah.
It just really is. But you're right. Some people just have a hard time moving on and getting over it. Even if they were more the cause than you. Then they get mad at you because you move on, you know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That is the norm for us over here in America. I believe blended families, you know.
Oh, I would hate to say that it's the norm, but you're probably right. Mm-hmm. You know, you're probably right. And it's so easy. Satan knew what he was doing. Marriage is sacred to God.
I know.
A man and woman to leave their parents and to cling to each other. He didn't say just cling for a couple of months or just connect or just hook up for the night. He meant clinging for a lifetime.
Yes, for a lifetime.
Well, Satan has done a very good job on minimizing marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Not only because of our young people not wanting to do it, but our older seniors. Because it's more financially sound for them to just live together.
True.
You know, so everything, every aspect of life really goes against people being married. But God says, trust and obey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Trust and obey.
He does.
And he'll take care of us.
Right. Why did you did say Satan, you know, has targeted marriage. And he did this in the Garden of Eden, because everything goes back to Genesis, right? Just about.
Right.
And that's how he attacked Eve and Adam during those times. And look what happened to their family. The first son killed the second son. And it just kept rolling after that, after they committed a sin or disobedience against God. So it's like, wow. Will we ever recover?
Not on our own.
No.
And only through the love of Jesus, only through the sacrifice and the resurrection of Jesus Christ can one recover.
Right.
And but then even at that, you know, every morning that we wake up, we have a choice of what am I going to say?
Mm-hmm.
How is my attitude going to be? And I realize that we have the Holy Spirit in us.
Mm-hmm.
But we can, even as Christians, we can squash that Holy Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
And we can almost muzzle him.
Yes.
You know, so so every morning we just have to say, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be awake and help me through this day.
Right.
You know, and really choose to make good decisions.
Right.
At least decisions of integrity and honesty.
I try to.
Because sometimes we get ahead of God and they may not be... In the whole picture, good decisions, but they're just, you know, if they're based on truth and obedience, I think God's going to use it.
I think so, too, because he knows the intentions of our heart, the thoughts and the intentions of the heart.
Yeah.
You know, the Word of God, his Word searches us inside and out, and you can't hide anything from him, even though you think that you are. I don't think God saw that. Well, I don't think God really understood what I meant when I did what I did, right? And he's thinking, and you try to talk yourself out of it. Well, I really didn't mean it the
you
way
you try to justify it.
Right. I really didn't mean it that way. I meant it like this, Lord. And he's like, okay, but I knew your initial intent.
I see your heart.
Yes, yes. But I'm sorry now. I'm sorry I did it like that, or I used those words, or, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad this is a repenting way where we can make it right what we have, you know, made wrong. So he is a very forgiving and loving God, and I thank him for that so much. Wow.
But Linda, he's also a just God.
Yes, he is.
And, you know, like he'll rebuke us when we decide to stay on our high horse, you know, and he'll correct us. And And yes, and there will be a judgment coming. And how soon? I don't know.
I don't know either.
But I just, you know, our duty is not to worry about tomorrow.
No.
But our duty is to wear our faith on our sleeve.
Yes.
I may have shared this the last time we were together, but I got hooked up into a prayer chain. And so the prayer chain was sounding off, and I thought it was one of the multiple texts that I had sent out to some of the CEF volunteers. And so it didn't make sense to me, so I went ahead and said, "Who is this?" Mm-hmm. And then I realized I was involved in a prayer chain that I wasn't used to. And so when the dust settled, they said, "Well, we'll take you off. And I said, "No need." You know, I'm texting them back. I said, no need. Because all I wanted to know was, what was I involved in, mm-hmm, and with, mm-hmm, who? And now that I know, it's my Christian responsibility and my Christian duty to lift up people who are in need of prayer.
Yes.
You know, and so I was not offended to be a part of that group.
Mm-hmm.
And it did not bother me. It's just I wanted to have the clarification. Because I think it is our responsibility. God said.
Yes.
He commanded us to pray for one another.
Yes.
And so if we are in a prayer group, we really need to follow through. We don't know these people. Like you were saying, we try to justify things,
mm-hmm,
when,
mm-hmm,
we have chosen to do wrong.
Right.
Or chosen to go a little bit in the gray. Because,
yes,
God is black and white. He's black and white. And so, you know, we don't have to know these people.
No.
To lift them up. Because God knows every bit of what's going on in their heart, in their mind, in their body.
Yes, He does.
And so all we need to do is just say, "Father God, please,
yes,
hear.
Lord.
Please allow me to intercede for,
right,
this person. You know the details."
Yes, yes.
And they need you.
Yes, they need you.
And, you know, we don't know all the time how many different ways they need them.
No.
But as I'm going through the devotions, I'm marking on a page how often love God with all your heart and with all your soul. You know, and Jesus, of course, then said to love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, He does.
But in the Old Testament, it is weaved through the Old Testament, as far as I'm gotten so far, and I'm sure it will be weaved through till the remaining of it, to love thy God with all your heart and with all your soul.
Yes.
And so, do we do that? You know?
We try. Some of us try.
Yeah.
Yes.
But how deeply is that love when we're doing it with all of our heart and with all of our soul? You know, and also I've been writing down in my journal, when I see it, I put the reference down. And just this week, I was thinking, because I came across it twice in Joshua.
Mm-hmm.
And one was, there was a condition before it. It was knowing. And then the second time, it was serving.
Okay.
So I want to go back through what I've written down, because I didn't catch that before. And I want to go back through and see what those conditions, if there were conditions, because there may not have been. But if there were conditions where God's saying, you know, like the one in Joshua's, you know your God.
Yes.
And then the other one was to serve your God,
mm-hmm,
you know. And so I want to go back in to the other references and see what was the condition God was laying out for us to love us, to love Him with all of our heart and all of our soul. I think,
wow,
I'll be, you know.
Our pastor says the only way that, well, he was hinting around or just kind of putting it out there blatantly, and this isn't the only pastor I've heard say this, that until you really understand that God loves you unconditionally, only then can you begin to love Him for who He is, because God is love. And that's the emphasis, that He first loved us,
mm-hmm,
you know. And And a lot of people don't know that yet. They don't understand or conceive the fact that God can actually love them, even in their sins. Like you said, in our sins, He loved us. He died for us. You know, before the foundation of the world, all this stuff was planned. Mm-hmm. You know, God tells us the end from the beginning. So nothing we can do can stop Him from loving us. Have you ever done something like maybe when you were younger and you thought, wow, God is so upset with me and He probably doesn't even like me anymore. You know what I'm saying? And,
right.
And you just feel like, wow. And you're ashamed now and you're embarrassed and you call yourself hiding from God because you've done something that, wow, He doesn't love me anymore. Doesn't like me anymore.
You know, I don't recall that as much as and you know, again, the Bible says, don't go in the past.
Right.
Don't look back.
Right.
And because you start seeing the arrogance and the pridefulness and the stupidity
mm-hmm.
as a young person
mm-hmm.
or as a young adult and the stupid things that you see and you're like, oh, Lord, thank you for bringing me out of that or thank you for allowing me to survive.
Right, right.
You know, so I have those moments.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm just like, thank you, Father.
And those two, yes.
That,
amen.
You know, you pulled me out of that.
Oh,
that
yes.
I am forgiven from that.
Sparing you know. My life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Know, where would I have, where should I actually be, you know, from the life that I've led?
Yes.
Where should I actually be? Probably 6 feet under, but God spared me. His mercy covered me.
That's right.
You know, and all my wrong and going the wrong way and saying the wrong things, you know, not really depending on Him. And that took me a while to understand how to really depend on Him
mm-hmm.
for every little thing.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I forget, you know, like, Lord, help me. Like you said, help me, you know, love you more, trust you more, do more, you know, for my brethren. And because we do a lot of things in our own strength. We just do it. Or think we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not much, say, profit out of our own strength than it is when God is giving us the strength to do it. Or we ask Him. Or regard Him like He's here. So why am I not using Him?
That's right.
Right?
That's exactly right. I heard them click on the floor.
Not only my glasses, my ink pen. Okay.
This is just real life, isn't it?
Yeah. I wonder where that marker was.
Oh,
yes.
Boy. I know. I am just so thankful. And you know what, Linda? Then, you know, when you start thinking... Okay, Lord, I still have rough corners that need to be ground off.
Yes.
You know, I know you're still working with me and just help me to do the best so that I can be a woman of excellence. You know, there was that Bible study years ago that was becoming a woman of excellence.
Yes.
And so I just like, okay, Lord, help me to be a woman of excellence for you, you know, type of thing. And I don't know, you just, when is enough enough?
Right. And that's kind of hard to say.
Yep.
It is, because a lot of times we do things and unless God corrects us immediately, we can continue to do those
wrong things.
Yes,
that's right. Thinking,
you know,
that we're right. Thinking it's right.
Or getting away with it.
Mm-hmm.
One or the other.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, because our culture seeps in.
Yes.
And we really have to pray for that discerning spirit. I guess I would answer my own question as to when is enough enough. Probably never until I take my last breath. Or until Christ Jesus catches us into the air.
Right, right.
You know?
Right.
Because we are constantly, if we're in God's Word, we're constantly learning, like you said, to trust.
Right.
You know? And we're constantly learning more about God's character. you know, God's character isn't just love. He loves us, but mm-hmm. He's so deep. There's so much to God.
Yes, it is.
That we as Christians oftentimes are just real superficial too. Like, oh, God loves me.
Right.
I can go about my business.
Right.
Well, God loves you, but he also wants you to do things for him.
Yes.
Because
yes.
you've got this mind that he's given you.
Right, right.
You know, you've got these hands. The right. strength that he's given you to do things.
That's true, so true.
And so, I guess, when is enough enough? I don't think enough is probably never completed until we're in God's presence.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And then he's going to give us a whole slate of new responsibilities. You know, worshiping him and praising him. We have no idea what God has planned for us.
And Paul reminds us of that, you know. It's a greater glory than we'll ever imagine here on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, our bodies are not capable, my interpretation, of withholding what God has for us. Because, you know, when the Holy Spirit touches you now, you can be, you can cry, you know, you can pray, fall on your knees or whatever, you know. And we're only built to be able to sustain so much of the Holy Spirit. Like Catherine Coleman, you know, when she would go have these big evangelistic gatherings, and she had that healing ministry, you know, and she would be off in the Spirit, and she just seemed like she was between here and heaven, right?
Uh-huh.
When you watch her on the TV screen, you know. So, like, how could she get any higher as being a human being? She couldn't. She couldn't get any higher than what she already had, because our body just cannot. Can you imagine trying to inhabit all of God?
Oh.
Mercy in you and his goodness and just the power of the Holy Spirit. I've seen people slain in the Spirit, you know, and I know you've seen that. Do you believe in that?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not. I'm not comfortable because mm-hmm. I'm in a quieter church.
Right.
But I know that God has touched people, mm-hmm. and I know that the healing is possible.
Right.
So everything you're saying, I'm not familiar with.
Right. Right.
But I don't.
You don't knock it.
That's right.
Right. Or say that God can't touch people like
that. Oh, no,
that.
I think God can.
Yes.
You know, I mean, the Bible is our example.
Right.
And Christ Jesus, look how Linda, look at the woman who had the bleeding disease for 12 years.
Yes.
And he didn't seek her out. She sought him out.
Yes, she did.
So, you know, when you're talking about Miss Coleman and these other evangelisms who's got the healing power, I guess I would just pray that it really is from God.
Right.
You know, test the spirit,
right?
I guess.
Yes, test the spirit.
Right? Am I right on that?
Yes, absolutely.
So it's something that like when I was younger, I went to more charismatic churches. But now as an adult.
More quiet.
Much quieter.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, I have seen it as a youth.
Okay.
Did I understand it? Not quite. I didn't understand because I was young.
Right.
You know.
Right. I didn't either.
Yeah.
And, you know, even as an adult, if you haven't been around it, it's kind of strange to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to see people just fall out on the floor or to speak in tongues and all that kind of stuff. It's like, is that real?
Mm-hmm.
Is that really the Lord touching them, or are they just doing this? You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of like you. Okay.
Listen,
I believe God can touch people.
I do too. I do believe that God can touch people, and I think when Paul says, you know, just was it Paul or maybe it was it Paul or Jesus, but testing the spirit.
Yes, that was the Lord. Test the spirit.
So test
no.
the spirit. So yes. You know, and I think that's what we have to do. It's just like Linda when I had an incident. Did I share that with you again? About the family get-together that we had at the house?
Yeah, but you can share it again. We have about 9 minutes.
Okay. Where my adult nephew, who is a Christian,
mm-hmm.
and again, it's like God says, don't judge.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, Lord, after this conversation, where's the fruit? Mm-hmm. Where is the fruit in him? In fact, even here, it still bothers me. Even here, coming into this, I'm like, Lord, please let him start blossoming like a fruit tree.
Right.
And let him have good fruit so that he can share it. Mm-hmm. You know, because the conversation that he was sharing with the unbelievers, I'm like, oh my Lord, here's an opportunity for my family to see a young man
right.
standing for the Lord, and his conversation was no different than theirs. it was like he was that prodigal son waddling with the pigs.
Yeah.
You know.
Wanting to be accepted by them.
And he is accepted. I mean, so that's not a problem because they're all family, but possibly.
Or saying he relates with them. Well, I'm with you, you know. I can, yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah.
But I saw it as, he needs more teaching, Lord.
Yeah.
He needs to get into the Word.
Right. It's just like going to an event or a party and there's alcohol there and you are a born-again believer and you really don't believe in drinking, even though they say Christ drank wine and mm-hmm. The sin is being drunken and not just having a drink, but you decide that you do not want to have a drink, you know. So you get there and you change your mind and you have a drink. Maybe not one, but two. You know what I'm saying? So then when people look at you and they'll say, well, I thought she was a Christian or I thought she went to church. You know, people look at you mm-hmm. and they see your fruit. At that moment, you're showing them your fruit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you're trying to blend in.
Even though we're allowed to right. have that we're drink
right.
or two.
Right.
Because that's far from being drunk
right.
or gluttony. But because in their minds, they have been, you know, like a lot of people have been taught Christians should not drink.
Right. Or and they don't.
And they don't drink. That's right. And so, you're right. We have to be really careful.
Really careful.
About. And that goes back to earlier in the first hour, I mean, this hour when we were talking about you have to guard your testimony
mm-hmm.
because it's just like your reputation. If yes. you're a secular person, you guard the integrity of your reputation.
Yes.
If you care.
That's true. So true.
So as a Christian, you have to guard your testimony. You know, that's part of our job, I think. Maybe pastors would say differently, but I really think that that's when Paul is saying, guard your heart, I'm thinking the outwardness is our testimony. Mm-hmm. And that outwardness may be the thing that either turns somebody off
right,
or brings them closer.
Right, right. Because we don't want to turn anyone off, you mm-hmm. know.
Nope. And again, it's just going back to our job will never be done until Lord Jesus comes to catch us up or until we take our last breath.
Right. So
you
true.
Know, and
so
all we
true.
Can do is just continually be in prayer and say, Lord, cleanse me first so you can hear my words.
Yes.
So I can be beneficial to those I'm praying for.
Yes.
It is heartbreaking when you see your family or friends not walking with the Lord. It is very, just imagine, Linda, how much it hurts us.
Right.
And God has been dealing with that since the time he created man.
Oh, yes.
You know.
But he has set an appointed time to bring them in.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He knows the exact moment that they're ready. To come in, like that's why I think I heard you mention earlier when he said don't judge. Was that to you?
Well, you know, it's just like, yeah, I mean, like you've been taught don't
right.
judge,
don't
but
judge.
You can judge by their fruits,
right?
And so I was trying not to, because I was questioning myself, and I was talking to my husband, and like, is he really a Christian? You know, well, that's taking it a step too far.
Mm-hmm.
God knows.
Right.
But it's like, okay, how do we get him to start showing better fruit? You know.
Right.
And so that's a fine line. Fine line, isn't
yes, it?
Yes,
it is. A very fine line.
Can be a really fine line, I guess.
Yes, it is.
But we have to just trust God
True.
that yes, that God knows his heart, but then I started praying, Lord, expand his heart, mm-hmm. you know, expand his mm-hmm. knowledge,
right?
So that he can be a witness, a shining, illuminating and witness for you.
And maybe he's teetering the fence. Maybe he's not all in one way or the other. He's just on the fence,
mm-hmm.
one leg straddled, you know,
mm-hmm.
in the world and one in the church. And there are people like that.
Right.
And you know, the enemy accept you like that, but God won't.
Exactly.
You have to be all in.
And that's why I want him to be all in.
Right.
You know, that's why I want his walk to be tighter with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I did text him regarding it.
Right.
And
right.
I have been praying for it. And you know, I thank God that when the Holy Spirit takes you over, you never really remember, like, if you have to write a letter to somebody, or if you have to text them or speak to them.
Right.
And at least with me, I never can tell anybody exactly what I said, because God has given me the words.
Yes.
Out of love and compassion.
Right.
You know.
Right.
God's given me the words to share. And so, and I always, I mean, like with my nephew, I told him, I said, now I know you're going to buck this, because that's his personality.
Right, right.
But none of us want to be, you know, rebuked or reprimanded, you know.
No.
Truth, God's truth is offensive.
Right, right.
I mean, but right. But truth is offensive because people aren't, I mean, if I'm the one who's gone against the truth.
Right.
Then somebody calls me out, of course I'm going to be huffy and puffy.
He missed his opportunity to shine.
Yeah, at that time.
Which is our thought for today. Bring the light.
That's right.
He missed his opportunity to shine for the Lord.
And that's why the next time the family gets together, I want him to be ready to shine.
Right.
You know,
right.
I just asked him to really think about his thoughts, his words, and his actions.
Right.
To really think about them so that he can share the Lord through them. So, as we all should,
yes,
right?
Yes, 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 yes. And try not to miss those opportunities to shine.
Mm-hmm. Ask for those opportunities.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I think we are all given opportunities, Linda, because I know we're running short, but I think what really is, we need to pray to be able to see those opportunities.
Absolutely.
Because we're just busy in our life. Opportunities cross our path all the time, we're just busy and we just move on. You know, we don't recognize it for what it is until afterwards
after
when we're
over.
Sitting down. It's like, oh my gosh.
Right, it was right there.
Yeah.
And I didn't notice it.
Yep.
I didn't realize it. You're
exactly.
So right. So
exactly.
Right. Well, we are out of time for this first hour. Please stay tuned for the next hour, 11:15 until the top of the hour, 12 noon. Shirley will be my guest. Like I said, if you want to call in, please do. 740-383-9944. This is Linda Sims live here on WGH Talk. And the name of the show is A Voice of a People. Till next time, be blessed. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics. The only local Marion news coverage from the Republican National Convention.